唐牧师上个星期你说，与其妒忌别人美丽，倒不如妒忌基督的侍奉，这句话有错吗？如果你研究的 linguistic philosophy 就是语言的哲学的话，你会发现没有一个字是真正足够把我们要表达的意义表达得清楚的。你看，连这个字都用在上帝的身上，所以圣经是上帝岂不是爱以至于妒忌吗？所以当你把应当归给上帝的荣耀归给假神的时候，神就是记恨的上帝，他就向你发脾气。所以这个字的用法呢，叫 jealousy， 这个叫愤恨妒忌的意思，就是说呢，你不愿意一件事情产生，因为那件事就违背了一些的原则。那这种的感情是一个很特别的感情，所以我们如果要把它结合成一种比较属灵的原理，可以改成一种属灵的妒忌，属灵的记恨。那这个记恨呢，是保罗后来在哥林多后书第十一章第二次讲的，我对你们说的愤恨，原是像上帝的愤恨那样。而那个字呢，也可以翻译成妒忌的意思。所以这个字好像是有错的，其实要表达的意义是很清楚的。你不甘愿别人比你好，为什么你甘愿别人比你更属灵、更追求、更明白真理的？所以这种不甘愿的心变成一种记恨的火，变成刺激自己把它圣化的时候，就变成 sanctified emotion。 上帝的小义如何明显地表现给古犹太民族，这些人不是巧合，而是上帝的偏爱，这与上帝的不爱公正是否矛盾？我们华人列宗为何一点没有明显地感受到小义？上帝的启示可以分成两种，一种是叫做普遍启示，一种叫做特殊启示。而普遍启示是给每一个民族、每一个人、每一个地区都已经赐下来。比如说耶稣基督把这个原则用两句话表达出来，上帝叫太阳照好人也照坏人，上帝降雨给义人也降雨给恶人。所以这样就是呢，每一个人都领受了普遍之恩。今天非基督徒有很多身体比基督徒更健康，有没有？今天不信主的人有许多头脑比信主的人更聪明，有没有？今天很多反对上帝的可能比很多传道的人更长命。所以这就表示呢，普遍恩惠是已经普遍赐下了，至于特殊的恩惠，乃是用他特别的方法在一条路线中间按部就班的刺下来。所以这个不能强求，因为这个不应当是我们应该的，这是很特别的怜悯，这是很特别的恩典。所以这个叫做呢，不是 special， 不是叫做 common grace， 叫做 saving grace。 saving grace 的意思就是特别的恩典，也叫做救赎性的恩惠，是人不配得的。人应当配得的就是审判、定罪、永远的灭亡。我们没有一个人配得到上帝的救恩，所以既然这个 saving grace is not worth it， we are not worth it to have that， so the sovereignty of God play the most important role， 神的主权就有重要的角色。那么如果你讲这句话的话，不证明你是要上帝不爱公义，只证明你是特别爱中华民族的。因为如果上帝把特殊的名前面给中华民族的话，那么新加坡人就生气了。如果上帝把特殊启示给新加坡人，那么呢泰国人就生气了。所以这是永远解答不完的这个题目。所谓上帝把特殊启示很普遍的给所有的民族，那么才没有话讲，但这是不可能的。31年前我第一次到新加坡来的时候，有一个新州大学 University of Singapore， 那个时候不叫做这个 National University 的学生问我，耶稣为什么不生在中国？我不知道怎么回答，因为我本来不是太聪明的人，而且跟他一问我吓了一跳。后来我就祷告主啊，给我好好回答。我心里祷告我就回答，如果耶稣生在新加坡，泰国一定问为什么也不生在泰国。如果耶稣生在泰国，越南一定问为什么不生在越南。如果耶稣生在越南，缅甸一定说为什么不生在缅甸。这样耶稣要降生了，就应当生下200次才甘愿，每一个国家生一次，生一次，生一次才甘愿。 这是不可能的事情。所以神的计划是透过一个人跟亚伯拉罕选择了他的后代变成一个民族以色列人，在一个民族中间选了一族来侍奉，叫做亚伦，来立位支派侍奉，侍奉的中间选一个人，然后选一个王和他心里同他产生了弥赛亚，然后把救赎的恩典成全。这是这历史中间一条线，把他的旨意慢慢显明出来。我们听你解经有许多真理，上帝亲自教导我要感恩，其中就是以实践，以金钱献上。传统教导我们十分之一献给本身教会，超过十分之一才献给教会以外。那么圣经的准绳是什么？我是自顾人，自顾人什么？自顾人事。十分之一的标准要怎么算呢？有些基督教的机构，像师徒使命团，都是自愿人事的服侍，没有固定的薪水。我们应该怎样奉献金钱，而成为上帝的好管家？因为有时奉献出去的钱，过后发现不对了，因为他们不是急需要的，而是多得的。奉献时有感动，有祷告，奉献出去了就看不出他了。那么即使有错了后悔，又就怎么样呢？是不是这样呢？所以呢，奉献是我们对神当尽的责任。而且十分之一不是奉献，圣经没有讲十分之一是奉献，十分之一是该纳的，所以超过十分之一以后才是开始奉献，你懂吗？你在美国，如果你吃一顿饭，你给他 tip 是少过十分之一，他可能会对你说：“先生，你自己很需要钱，请拿回去吧。”所以那些呢 waiter 就很不客气的对待你。I think you need it yourself. Please take it home. 所以一个呢，这个 waiter 你给他十分之一他都不一定高兴。我们今天就因为上帝是慈爱的，所以很多事情乱来，我们也没有心里感到不对，这是我们基督徒的亏欠。十分之一就是当拿的，是属于神的，这是上帝的钱。所以上帝说，你们已经 rock， 英文是用抢夺了我的份，因为我把一切的一切给你，你连我给你的份里面，我的十分之一的份你也拿去了，你是犯罪。那言归正传，十分之一是属于神的，不是属于我的，不是属于你的，所以我们应当分别为圣，归给上帝。那么这个十分之一归给什么教会呢？如果十分之一归给本身的教会的话，我是很同意的。换一句话说，就是教会应当得到那十分之一。但是我要问，你的教会是不是好好用那十分之一的钱做神吩咐教会应当做的工作呢？如果没有的话，那么呢，你把十分之一给你的教会，你的教会可能就变成有更多的机会做不合神心意的事情。比如说一些有钱人的教会，他们得到的奉献很多，他们一直花钱在修改这个修改那个，我看到一个礼拜已经很漂亮，他把它拆下来重新建，从头建的时候比过去的更小的，用更好的砖、更好的石头、更好的这个设备，结果做的人比过去少了 20%， 我就认为那是很不应该的事情。因为那个礼拜堂建筑到现在不到25年还是很好的，他把它拆下来重新建，建立了更小但是更贵的，表示他有钱，这个是犯罪，你明白吗？他应当照样把原有的礼拜堂用下去，因为够大，而且比现在更大嘛，而且建得很好，很好的工程师设计的。那么其他的人去发展为了工作还不知道，说应该是这样。所以我不反对你把钱交给你的教会，如果我的教会，我盼望会有交给我的教会，我也不反对。我问题是我的教会有没有遵循神的旨意做神要我们做的事？如果没有，我宁可要我的会友把钱支持那些更需要真正正在做神工作的那些教会。所以这个是为了国度，而不是为了自己一个很小的团体的狭窄的思想来做想的。虽然如此，我请你再注意一些很重要的原则，就是呢，有一些工作是很难得到金钱的供应，但是众教会所需要的，比如说呢，圣经公会，比如说神学院，比如说训练中心，比如说戒毒中心，比如说孤儿院、养老院， 那这些呢，在贫穷地区的，不是富贵地区的养老院，富贵地区的养老院，养老院等于是这个有钱人的休养所，所以他交出来的钱比在家里用的还更多，那就没有什么意思了。所谓的那些没有人照顾的穷得不得了的老人，那教会照顾他们就需要一些钱。那么很多教会从来不做这些事，所以你应当也顾念到那些真正做布道的、文字的、这个翻译圣经的这些工作，因为很多教会不做这个事，教会只要买便宜的圣经来用，来就收奉献，但是很少人注意那些，所以你要注意。我们在这几年中间，在加卡塔建立两个神学院，我们花的钱多得不得了，几乎没有教会寄来，所以我各地布道得到的奉献里，我自己教会奉献就一大批拿去支持这种工作，所以这个是我们要眼睛分开来很清楚地看到的。求主帮助我们，有一些的工作是多余的，有一些工作没有人注意到，所以你要注意，你要有清楚的眼光，神的眼光。还有很多的人呢，就把钱奉献给那些错误的地方，结果助长错误的教义的发展，你就在他们的罪中有份。所以那些真正的圣经的真理的教导的聚会或者的这个工作，你要注意。那些真正做神心意中间的工作的，你要注意。所以求主帮助我们，给我们不要做错事情。我知道有很多人受所谓感动，不一定是圣灵的，就把大批的金钱交错了，结果呢弄了一大堆错误的很可怕的事情发生。比利格兰布道工作那么大，到差不多七年前的时候，他收到的是5600万美金一年，但是有一些不到处开布道的，只在美国电台呱呱叫的，结果呢他就收了1亿5100万美金一年，结果呢弄到他的狗都给他住很好的冷气房，他的这个水龙头都用金来做的。那这些人呢就变成奉献错钱给那些不应该做的事情，所以求主给我们智慧。还有别的问题吗？这个英文的问题。 In one of your talk you mentioned that there should be no more prophet now. However, after Jesus had died, prophets are still present and active in the early church. And in the book of Revelation, we read of the warning against fake prophets. Could you please further elaborate on your views about prophets? And what do you mean by prophets? Prophet functions. Thank you very much. I believe so-called prophet is men who carry on and deliver the word of God directly revealed by God to him personally with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So prophet is a spokesman of God who represent God and give directly the word of God himself. That is called prophet. And prophet is a special ministry and one kind of minister which is not continuing in every age. So the function of prophet is continuing in every age, but the office of prophet is no more. 我不信先知的这份存在，我相信先知功用是继续不断的。 Men are created with the functions of the prophets, functions of kings, and functions of as priests. As aProphet, we are going to tell, to interpret, to explain, and to deliver our understanding of meaning, to present that kind of interpretation. So we are created as interpreter. That is a function of prophet. So now, if a person who tells something prophetic, means he is so sensitive and so given one kind of eyesight spiritually,He can know what is happening in the future, and he tell others. But according to the principle and according to the recording in the Bible, that kind of function is called prophetic function and prophetic ministry. But I should not call him Prophet Stephen Tong or Prophet Watchman Nee, because no such thing. Also, there's no more apostles. I'm told 2 days ago that there is one they must pastor in Taiwan just being ordained to be the nowadays apostle. I do not agree with that. Because if apostle and prophet are the two ministries which is the foundation of all churches of all time, so we cannot have another foundation other than the foundation which have been given by the prophet in the Old Testament, which are used to be the writer of the Old Testament, and also the apostles which have been used by God to be the writer of the New Testament. And since the Old Testament and the New Testament both are completed as the whole revelation in the writing form of the human history, so I believe there's no more foundation that we should build on that besides the written Bible which have been directly revealed by God to us. That's my opinion. 为什么被拣选的天使没有犯罪的可能？因为神一种很特别的能力临到他们，正像神救赎的能力临到我们，改变我们，成全我们，使我们在永恒中间就不再犯罪的那种恩典临到我们。那这不是说那些天使过去未曾有过自由，如果是这样的话，那些未曾有过自由的天使就像机械一样是没有道德价值的可能。所以我相信天使曾经有过这一个自由的可能，成为他们道德的基础，成为他们犯罪的潜在呢。但是神在某一段时刻中间就把这些呢特别的恩典临到他们身上的时候，他们就进入一个不能犯罪的阶段里面去。如果上帝在永恒中生基督，为什么希伯来书一章说不直接如此说呢？而是我今日生你。我上个礼拜已经讲了，这个今日是 eternal present， 也就是永恒的现今。因为当我们讲今日的时候，我们的观念就受这24小时的这个时限所捆绑。而神是没有什么叫做今天，什么叫做前天，什么叫后天的。这点我已经很清楚解释给你了。飞机飞过新加坡的时候，你说贾卡塔已经过去了，你说这吉隆坡还没有来，这句话只有在飞机上的人才产生意义。对贾卡塔的人来，这句话没有意义。贾卡塔过去了，现在这个是什么？这个贾卡塔还在那里。所以不要用人在过程中间局限的这个观念来套在上帝面前，来逼他在我们的限制里面来受困难。Do you think all charismatic Christians are not saved? They cannot go to heaven? I never think like that. I never say like that. You must be greater, very great misunderstander to my life. 我从来没有这样讲，从来没有这样讲。我告诉你 ，very good Christians are some in charismatic churches. And charismatic, from phenomenon speaking, they are one of the most speediest growth.Of the church movement in the 20th century. But the basic theological foundation, which is so dangerous, is the doctrine of revelation. Because if they believe the revelation is still opening now, and God is still continuing to reveal himself to some spiritual leaders, it might become very dangerous trend for the days to come. Because so many charismatic leaders,in the first generation that had already inherited the great doctrines of the true belief in the formal theological education or tradition of the evangelical faith. Not because they think not only that, they need also another kind of anointment in order to renew church and to make the church grow in quantity. So they try to insist the importanceOf the secondary things. And those who come to become Christian in this time, they do not have that kind of foundation possessed by their leaders. But they are taught this way, and third generation will become very dangerous because they do not go back to the Bible as the only revelation of God in the writing form. So if the teacher or a preacher influence others by saying, God told me, it gives a wrong kind of impression that God is still working like that and their leader was just like the formal or the Old Testament prophets or the New Testament apostles to receive the new revelation, the fresh revelation of God. And that is very dangerous. So this is the foundation which no more, no less, this is the foundation to build a church. The teachings of God, the revelation through the Holy Spirit to those who are inspired. In Old Testament, the prophets. And the New Testament, apostles who wrote the Bible. And this is the foundation of the church. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, it's written that the church is built upon the prophets and apostles. Means upon the Old and New Testament teaching alone, no more. So you say, I'm inspired again, I'm revealed again. You are opening one way, one door for the flood to come, which no one can control. You should be responsible for that. Charismatic churches touches millions of people through them. Millions open their eyes to look at the Bible and know Jesus. Why big movements have the conventional churches been doing? What? You thought conventional churches do nothing? If you trace to the history, you will see all the great awakenings are done by the traditional church. But when traditional church and the leaders, they stick on the traditionalism, that is also a very narrow-minded danger in the church growth. So we should not be binding ourselves with the traditionalism or denominationalism. Denomination is inescapable, but denominationalism is not good. So you should discern this. Because when we bind ourselves with the denominationalism, we have made our denomination God. And that is very wrong. The truth of God is the only criteria that we should follow. But the tradition of a denomination or one tradition which we stick on, it is very dangerous to our growth. So we should be obeying to the new guidance of the Holy Spirit. And if Holy Spirit is interpreted by the thinking like we should fall down like that, or we should trembling in prayer, it is very wrong, because the Bible never says that. And those phenomena are non-Christian and non-biblical. So we should discern which one is from Bible, which one is not from. So we can stand firm for the truth. Now, hymn is the only way to worship God. Then why Psalm encourages us to sing a new song unto God? Okay, I believe we should have new songs. But what kind of new songs? Among all the new songs, is there some principle that we should follow? If no, we can be flooded by those lousy musics. It's very different. And I myself, I study music. The day after tomorrow, I'm going to conduct the Greek choruses from Elijah, from Mendelssohn, from Haydn, from the Jarosaitan in Jakarta. It will be one of the biggest audience and one of the important Christian concerts, which is bigger than any concert in classic in Indonesia. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. And I tell you, in studying music, I know the music is not noise. Noise is not music. Follow me. Music is not noise. Noise is not music. When Ten Commandments is given through Moses, he listened to noise, and God was so mad about that. They worship in noise. Music is music. Noise is noise. Music needs harmony, rhythm, which goes together to praise God in the rhythm, in the harmony, in the meaning, everybody, everything's together. In Matthew Passion of Johann Sebastian Bach, you say, is it me, today one among you will send me? And they answered Jesus, is it me, repeat only 11 times. Why? Because Johann Sebastian Bach is a very faithful reader of the Bible. He knows that Judah never said, Lord, is it me? Judah only said, Rabbi, is it me? But it is after, not in the same time of asking Jesus like that. And also in Messiah, in good music, you see those the structure, the score, have already hidden so many great and mysterious wisdom of music inside. Why you throw away those good things? And we try to pick up something and call this a new song. I have been writing and I have composed so many songs, new songs, and have been sung everywhere. But I myself, I do not want to bring out any song I wrote to be sung in the church. Because I should be very selective. When I was 16 years to 17 years, within 1 year, I wrote almost 100 songs. But I threw most of them away. Only one or two I still using in the day. Because what? Selective quality is very important. New song is good. I'm writing new song. I don't oppose that. Don't misunderstand me. But if the songs and the writings inside is not in accordance with Bible message, we must be faithful to the Bible and throw away all which is not in accordance with the Bible. 基督为什么坐在上帝的右边，不是左边呢？你还是用人的观念，基督如果坐在右边，就等于说父亲坐在左边，对不对？因为耶稣在右边，那么上帝一定在左边，是不是？那么中间是什么呢？或者左边的左边还是什么？才怕圣父才变成中间，是不是？圣父在中间，那么耶稣在右边，那么圣灵在左边，那么父被灵同指架在中间，是不是这样？当然不是这个意思，因为圣经里面所讲的右边呢，是有很特殊的意思，三重的意思在里面。我想我已经讲座里面提过了，就你不注意听，所以你再问，所以你们这些不是好学生。英文呢叫 right hand， right， all right， 那么这边呢 wrong， 这里讲的 right， 它的 opposition 不是 wrong， 是 left， 所以那里有一个 right 的意思呢，那个 right 好像是应该有的正确的位分的意思。那么耶稣基督在上边右边三重的意思，圣经的意思是什么？第一个意思就是蒙悦纳的意思 accepted pleased， 耶稣基督已经蒙神所悦纳，所以这个位分是被接纳被悦纳，看吧我的仆人，我所喜悦的。 He was delighted by God， that is position of someone which have been delighted by God， 这个叫做右边。第二，这个是一个呢，这个掌权的地方 ，a position for the one who has the power to control over others。这个是掌权的地方，就是右边。第三，就是得胜者的地位 ，the conqueror's place。所以右边的意思就是蒙悦纳的地方，是掌权的地方，是得胜者的地方，凯旋者。当个将军打上得胜回来的时候，皇帝叫他坐在右边，为什么？因为他是已经凯旋，他已经得胜。 The victorious one, the conqueror one will sit in the right hand， 是这个意思。倘若是如果你有一个女儿从小上长老会的主的时候，长大后现在非要嫁给很虔诚的天主教徒不可，请问怎么办呢？那么怎么办？要打死他吗？他一定要嫁给天主教徒，怎么样？我告诉你啊，这个里面隐藏着一个很不同的观念。天主教是许可他们的，你会有嫁给基督教徒。好几个地方的天主教，他们都同样的看法，是不是梵蒂冈下令的？我不知道。但是天主教对他的你会有说，你跟基督徒结婚，跟这个 Protestant 结婚的时候，你要跟他约定孩子以后是天主教。那很多基督徒就哎不要紧了，反正都是主嘛，反正都是信耶稣嘛，一主一信一席嘛，一样的嘛，不同礼拜堂，基督教有很多不同礼拜堂嘛。一个人如果已经爱了，什么都理由都可以用的，那怎么办呢？你跟他结婚了，结婚以后呢，他就借助你产生一大堆天主教徒，到老的时候你自己也知道你是糊涂，就是这样。那如果我们说不可以，那结果怎么办？很多基督徒就不结婚了，怎么办？那很多基督徒不结婚就很难 church growth 了吗？对不对？就很难增长。所以我们用信与不信的不可以同父一儿，这是很合圣经的原则。因为宗教观念是一切观念之下最基本性、最决定性、最影响别的观念的总观念，这是真的。所以凡是在信仰上有不同的建立的家庭，那个痛苦是很难说出来的。 所以也许你以后用眼泪洗脸不如现在不结婚，不结婚比结错婚好一点，大家说不结婚比结错婚好一点，不结婚不会死的，大家说。那你说我的女儿不能看，一定非嫁不可，怎么办呢？那么你坚决表示你心里的立场，我坚决表示到了法定年龄以后，我想你也没有办法拦住他，你只能祷告祷告，要思想过去你有没有栽种很重要的信仰观念在他里面，为什么到今天发生这样的事情你没办法，表示你过去下的功夫不够。苏格拉底对雅典人说，你们呢要把整块希腊的土地都挖去找黄金，结果失去你的孩子们有什么意思呢？而耶稣说的，你们得到全世界失去你的灵魂有什么意思呢？这两句话好好思想吧。我们的儿女是我们年老的时候最重要的产业，为什么是最重要？因为只有儿女的这个产业是要向上帝交账受审判的，你其他的产业没有这个资历，钱不会受审判，房子不会受审判，你会受审判，你的产业里面只有你的儿女会受审判，所以是最重要。第二，儿女是可以继续成为神的工具，继续不断成为神的代表，向许多人传扬你的信仰和福音，所以这是最重要的。而年老的时候最大的安慰不是钱，是你好的儿女，你真正好的儿女给你的安慰是钱财房产，什么东西不能替代，所以你的儿女是耶和华给你的产业里面最重要的产业。救基督徒的数目是不是与堕落天使的数目一样多？得救基督徒多少人和堕落天使的数目一样多，这个观念不是你想出来，不是我想出来，这个观念是一个很大的神学家想出来的，这个叫奥古斯丁。所以奥古斯丁真正在他书里面讲到这句话，他说呢，就是得救的人的数目也许就等于堕落的天使的数目。哇，这个观念是很伟大，但这个观念一点没有圣经根据，所以你不一定把它当作信仰，只要当作神去刻笔去思想就是如果说你有没有圣经的原则符合这个重要的事情呢，要有什么原则呢？就是神要兴起我们成为见证，在我位分上见证，而天使是已经失去本位，不再能成为神的见证人。那是不是要一定要数目相同呢？我就不说了，为什么？因为圣经没有讲，所以我们就填满了那见证神的地位。人被造凡称为我名下的，是我为自己荣耀所造作的，所建立的。所以 God create us, God save us in order to glorify him, in order to be his witness in the spiritual world. 这个原则是对的。唐牧师曾听闻一位姐妹的分享，天使是唯一的灵，所以我们可以祷告求主派天使来赋予我们，无论是在哪一方面的需要。这样的观念正确吗？是不是要超越了主权的？你求主差遣他的使者来照顾你，安稳扎营在你四周保护你，这是没有错的。不过呢，这样的求的命令是没有的，所以耶稣没有说你们的求免得上帝分配不够天使给你，耶稣没有这样讲过，耶稣没有说你们的求天使，但是天使曾经背叛去照顾人，上帝就把天心天使呢都围绕着他的百姓，使他们在受保护的中间，天使有作用，这个是圣经有记载的。所以呢，以利沙的仆人就开启眼睛来，他看见上帝的军队周围保护那个城市，是神的天心天使。不求呢，就到保护是一定要的，因为神只向人吹气，便成为有灵的活人，却没有向动物吹气，使他们成为有灵的活物。到底那个说法才正确？神向人吹气，人就变成有灵的活人。这句有灵的活人是中文的翻译，不是原来的意思。原来意思它就变成一个活的魂， A living
做，所以活的魂也就一个活的灵魂，所以翻成有灵的活人也没有错，因为这个活的人是个有灵魂的活人，所以那边的灵呢，如果你用了三分法灵魂体来说，人是有灵，动物没有灵，那你一讲动物没有灵的时候，你又违背了传道书第三章所提到的，无论是人的灵相上，动物的灵相上，都是用同样一个字，希伯来文叫做 ruach， 是灵那个字，所以我不要你用一些圣经大发挥，结果抵触另外一些圣经了，你没有办法你解释，然后你就用各样的办法来复位你已经错误的前提，不必这样。我相信人有神的吹气，所以人有一个神的形象，有一个永生的灵魂在我们里面，动物呢没有永生的灵魂，动物呢不过是有血气暂时活在世界上，而他的所谓知识，他的所谓思想，他的所谓记忆，他的所谓感情，他的所谓理智，这些东西都是只与他的本能生存有关的那些动作而已，而不是有记忆永恒价值关联的东西。The place of women in church has been a debate for centuries up till now. Many opposition to women's serving in church, potentially taking up leadership position, like position are based on 1 Timothy 2:11 to 12. 1, 你就是 Corinthians 14:35 to 35.Many then quote that women are the weaker sex, and hence men to the devil's attack. After all, it was the women who was deceived and later misled men to sin. Therefore, women are called to be submitted unless.Under the leadership of men, born in the household and church, both in the household and church. In the Bible, the heart of a rare woman prophet, and in the early church, a few woman makers in the church, Aquilas and Priscilla. And today we see more women pastors in church. Please share your view on these issues regarding the correct place of women in church, and hence is the approach for women to serve in the mission field, a pastor or in other church ministers. 上帝说，传福音的妇女要成为大群。Great was the company of preachers. That word in some were originally in Hebrew ladies, not men preachers.The preachers should be a big group. 所以呢，圣经里面讲了，传福音的妇女成为大群，这个很重要。上帝没有去看妇女的工作。所以 women can be great preachers group, and the group of preachers, group of lady preachers, now have been accomplished in our time, because nowadays in missionary, the quantity, mission body, ladies.About occupies 66% of total missionaries. Men only 34%. But women must not be proud simply because of quantity. Because among 66%, 33% are the wives of the men. So you have 33% of the ladies who are not married, and we have.Another 33% of men who are married, and another 33% and some are the wives of the married. So we see still, yeah, men and ladies are in the same importance. And so many ladies are called to serve Lord through supporting their husband. So, because God said that man is not good to live alone. So I'm going to create a lady to help him, a woman to help him.Lady becomes a good helper, 我就为她造一个女人来帮助她。当然，有的人就念出来，就来挡住她。那么，
圣经给我们看见，当男人不像样的时候，上帝的兴起女人出来了。所以如果男人忘记你是男人，上帝会用女人做领袖。 If you forget you are a man and you should take the role responsible to serve the Lord, God is able to raise up ladies, women to replace you. So men must not be proud, even though if there are men who can stand up and work for the Lord, ladies should better let men become the leaders and you can help them.上帝造人叫他比天使小一点，却赐他尊贵的光明。将来的天堂，人与天使的地位谁比较高？ It's a very good question. 当人在世界上的时候，人的地位是比天使小的。人得救以后，人的地位就直接马上比天使高。你得救以前，你受天使服侍；你得救以后，天使是你的福音的灵力就比较高了。那么你圣经怎么给我看到人比天使高？因为保罗讲一句话，为什么你们在外邦人中间去争颂呢？岂不知你们将来要审判天使吗？所以审判者一定是比被审判者更高的。所以以后在永恒中间得救的人是比天使更高的，在地上的大家还没信主的人，他是比天使更低的。当你一信主的时候，天使马上变成附议你的灵，所以呢，他就变成服侍你，你就受服侍，那么以后你再审判他，那你就更高了。所以这个是三重不同的情形。第一，就当我们被造的原位是比天使低一点；第二，因为基督的救赎，天使变成赋予我们的，等到永恒中间，我们变成审判堕落天使，所以我们就比他高了，就是这样。唐牧师，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，为什么上帝生子，三位一体为什么生子呢？三位一体没有生子，是父生子，那个父与子在产生灵出来，所以这两位，一个是生，一个是出，出的只有一个，生的只有一个，所以叫做父生子。如果耶稣基督圣子是生的，圣灵也是生的，那叫做双生子，不叫做父生子。所以基督是独生的，而圣灵是单独从父子圣灵出的，所以这个 proceeds from father and son, born from father, 这个叫 eternally regenerated, eternally proceeds from God, 所以这样的父子圣灵才叫做三位一体，不是说三位一体的上帝还在生一个孩子出来，不是那个意思。堕落的天使的数目，这个已经到了一样的。如果知道希伯来书一章一节所提到的上帝就是创造天地的对称真神，怎么知道呢？而基督教所信的上帝才是对的真神，其他宗教的什么是假神，怎么分辨呢？其实你这个题目是很有思想的题目。其实这样的问题最先提出来在最近的哲学思想历史里面，乃是德国的康德。很多人还很爱用自然来比喻作为一个结论，一定有创造者，所以呢，就是这样奇妙，那样奇妙，所以我相信有神。那康德就从这种对自然宇宙论归纳出来是神的这种方法呢，做了一个质疑。这是在他的这个 Critique of the Pure Reason of Kant. He said, "You may summarize from all the arguments taken from the cosmological proofs to say that you believe in God, because these are the proof evidence of God." But he challenged two things.How do you know this world which has been designed so well are created by God? Probably only designed by the greatest designer. You need not to name him God. Second, if it is God, how do you know that God is Christian God but not Muslim God, not the God of other religions? 所以这两个挑战是很聪明的。如果你说世界背后这么奇妙，所以要相信有神的话，那么这个世界为什么一定要论为被造的呢？为什么是被神造的？可能是一位神，可能是几个，可能是其他，那些是设计师，很大的灵界的设计师，不一定叫做神嘛？为什么你一定要把它称为神呢？第二，如果是神的话，为什么你一定要说这一定是基督教的神呢？为什么不是回教的神呢？为什么不是佛教的神？为什么不是其他的宗教的神呢？所以这两个跳跃呢，就告诉你，你证明你的神创造这个世界，那是信仰的问题，根本不是理性的问题。
所以他后来就另外写了一本书，叫做《The Religion Within the Limit of the Reason Alone》。That is, comparatively speaking, more thinner and more smaller book, but got very influencing power, very big in influencing power, because it directly hit to the foundation of the religion in the realm of reason alone. Now, we've studied in the postmodern philosophy, you know that that kind of thinking has been gone. It's too old, because a reason itself is too small to accommodate such great things of the spiritual world. Reason itself is so limited. Myself, in my theology, I put reason into three conditions. The first, created. Second, limited. And third, polluted. So our reasoning power is not God. Our reasoning power is not unlimited. Our reasoning power is not infinite. Our reasoning power is only created, limited, and polluted thinking process capability. That's all. So in the postmodern philosophy, they try to overthrow all kinds of absolutization of the reasoning in the time of the Enlightenment. In German, they call it Aufklärung. 启蒙时代中出现，怎样绝对化理性，到了后现代主义的时候已经推翻掉了。我们现在知道理性有限的，我个人认为不但是受造，不但是有限，而且被玷污了。所以 how can you make your reason such a great thing and you absolutize yourself and think he is so unlimited and so infinite can solve all problems? That is a dream. That is crazy. It is simply ridiculous.我们如果把我们理性当作是已经完全已经是绝对的，而且把它绝对化到地步可以解决一些问题，你是太过这个自我，这夜郎自大，因为理性还是受造是有限的，理性不过是被玷污的东西而已。永恒与无限的时间差别在哪里？
What is the difference between eternity and a limitless time?
时间是被造的，
Time is created.
时间与空间是为了容纳被造界的物质所需要的两个容具。
Time and space are two contents in which was created in order to house those things that have been created.
Time and space container.
It's a container.
然后把物质当作 content 来吸收在里面。
And material things are like contents that's within time space.
这两个是完全不同的性质。
There are two different essences in these two things.
你的空间是可以衡量出来的。
Because space can be measured.
可以看得见的。
We can see it.
那时间是很抽象。
But time is an abstract essence.
那么时间加时间加时间加时间，一直延长到无限的时间，会不会变成永恒呢？
When we add time upon time upon time, does it make eternity?
不能。
No.
因为时间有开始的。
Because there's a beginning to time.
时间跟永恒就有本质上的差异。
So time has a difference in essence between time and eternity.
神是亘古到永远的上帝。
And God is a God that is from ancient days until eternity.
他是超越时间的。
So he transcends time.
这样永恒就在时间的范围之外，本身存在神的里面。
Eternity exists outside the realm of time within God.
而时间是神借助他的永恒性的形象造出来的一个被造物。
Time is a created thing that is created in the image of God.
所以这是不一样的。
So it's different.
有关天使长的堕落，圣经十部没有清楚的记载。
The Bible does not have clear indication of the decadence of the archangel.
既然如此，基督徒可以不可以不接受这样的思想？
If that's the case, can a Christian not accept the falling of the archangel?
基督教若没有这样的思想，会有什么影响？
If we do not have such a thought, what is the implication?
会不会动摇？
Will we have a shaking of faith?
圣经没有清楚记载的事情。
The Bible does not have clear indication.
你也没有办法完完全全清楚的明白。
And so we cannot have a clear understanding.
有一些奥秘是属于耶和华的。
Some mystery belongs to Jehovah God.
耶和华的奥秘是属于耶和华自己的。
The mystery of Jehovah God belongs to himself.
有一些事是显明给我们以我们的子孙的。
And some things have been revealed to us and our generations.
所以这些启示出来、显明出来的事情，我们可以明白。
And these that have been revealed, we can understand.
但是天使长堕落，并不等于圣经没有讲。
The fall of the archangels does not mean that the Bible does not say it.
因为在这个以赛亚书十四章十二节，哪里告诉我们？
Because Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12 tells us,
明亮之星，早晨之子啊。
the son of the bright morning star.
你内心曾经说我要与最高者同等。
Your heart says that I want to be the same as the highest.
你必堕落阴间。
And so you will fall into the depths.
这里就给我们看见有一个在神之外，不是神而要与神同等的野心。
And so we see here a person who is not God but wants to be like God.
所以历代的神学家就把这一段当作解释，是天使长堕落变成魔鬼的一个根据。
And so most theologians consider this as a hint that this is where archangels fell to become the devil.
虽然没有清楚的讲，
although it's not very clearly,
这样信是绝对不会错的。
But this is probably correct.
有的人反对或者不赞成，
Some people are opposed to this.
他们没有办法提出更好的解释来明白撒旦的来源是什么。
But then they cannot give a proper explanation of where Satan came from.
如果你说撒旦不是被造的，
If you say Satan is not a creator,
那你的信仰就掉在二元论的危机里面。
Then your faith will fall into dualism.
因为除了神自己不是被造的，其他的神之外的一切一定都是被造。
Because other than God Himself, all other beings must be created.
第二样，如果你说上帝直接创造撒旦的话，
If you say that God created Satan directly,
那么你就把神当作是恶的源头，有恶的计划，那么做了恶的事情。
You will consider God as the source of evil, who has an evil plan and created evil beings.
神既然不是恶的源头，也不是恶的原因。
And since God is not the source of evil and not the reason for evil,
所以神圣经里面给我们看的原则，他所造的都是好的。
And the Bible tells us that all that is created is good.
讲你不能接受神创造撒旦这种道理。
And so we cannot accept that God created Satan.
因为造恶者的本身一定是幕后产生恶、指挥恶，他就比恶者更恶。
Because he that created evil himself must be evil and more evil than the evil being itself.
所以这是很危险的教义。
And this is a dangerous teaching.
那如果你说我又不信撒旦自存，又不信撒旦是直接被造。
But you say that maybe I don't believe that Satan is self-existing or that Satan has been created.
那我为什么要相信撒旦是从天使堕落的呢？
Why should I then believe that Satan is the result of the fall of the archangel?
根据两个很重要的逻辑。
Based on two very important logic.
第一，除神之外，其他的都是被造物，所以你相信他应当是被造物。
Firstly, the idea that other than God, everything has been created, and so Satan must have been created.
第二，神是良善，所以他造的都是美好的，他不可能直接造撒旦。
And secondly, God is good, and everything that He has made is good, and so Satan cannot be evil in the beginning.
若是这样，撒旦是从良善变成邪恶，是怎么解释的？
So how do we explain that Satan moved from goodness into evil?
这是可以接受的事情。
This is something that's acceptable.
因为除了神自己的永恒是不变的，其他被造的都在改变的可能性、潜在能与程序的里面。
Because other than the eternity of God is unchanging, all other created beings has a possibility of change.
所以这个是 the qualitative difference between being and becoming.
这是那个产品跟这个变成这个产品之间实的分别，
存者与变者之间的分别。
The difference between the existence and the being.
神是永存者
，God is self-existing.
所以神不变
，so he cannot change.
而受造的是从无变有的
，but those that have been created out of nothingness.
所以受造的就在变的可能性里面。
And so created being has a possibility.
那么你说，若是这样的，撒旦原先是良善的先知，变成邪恶的时候，那个恶是从哪里来的？
But you ask the question, if Satan has been created good and become evil later, where does the evil come from?
这就变成了讨论到恶的存有和恶的源头的问题。
And this is a question relating to the existence of evil and the source of evil.
这是基督教神学里面几百年来，可能一两千年来所注重很重要的一个题目。
And this is a very important topic for Christianity for the past few centuries.
我个人对于许多的理论都不太满意。
I'm not very satisfied with a lot of the theology.
所以我强调，恶是产生论，不是先在论，也不是受造论。
So I emphasize that evil comes because evil is the result of becoming and not of existence.
Evil is not existing by itself, and evil is not created by God, but evil emerges from some kind of condition.那么这个产生怎么可能的呢？
So how does this emergence come from?
也就是呢，误用自由的时候是恶产生的基本动因。
And the basic reason why evil existed is because of the misuse of freedom.
所以当你看到一个很好的这个打字机的时候，
So when you look at a very good typewriter,
每一个字都造得很好，
Every single letter is very beautiful.
整个打字机一点毛病都没有。
The whole typewriter is fine.
所以你说这个打字机很好。
And you say that this is a good typewriter.
但是现在你把打字机交给文学家手里的时候
，If you put it in the hands of a great writer,
他多么快的打那个字
，And you will be able to type very fast.
就把很美的文句、修辞学、内容、哲学的思想。伟大的这个意念呢，都借着文体把它表现出来。
And he can express great thought, great philosophical thought, and literary thought within his work.
你把这个打字机放在猴子手里面的时候
，When you put the typewriter in the hands of a chimpanzee,
他也就在乱打一场，结果打出一篇不知道什么东西，每一个字都是错的东西。
The chimpanzee will just give you garbage.
所以错怎么产生呢
？So where does the wrong and mistake come?
错就是不按原有的真理，误用自由，随便行动的产品。
The mistakes are product of a misuse of freedom.
那么原有的真理是不是先预告的呢
？What about the truth that comes from the beginning?
是的，所以圣经说你不可、不可、不可，就告诉你你有自由，但你的自由有限制，所以你要遵守。
The truth that has been revealed to us is from the Bible, and the Bible tells us there's a limit to this freedom, and so we must be submissive.
现在的心理学家在教育理论里面说，不要用不可、不可。他们错了，不是神错了。
A lot of psychologists today say that we should not use the word "do not," but they are wrong. The Bible is right.
所以今天凡是越多心理学杂志的地方，就是社会越多心理病态产生的地方。
And today, in countries where there are a lot of magazines on psychology, there are also countries with lots of psychological problems.
许多最先进的国家用最先进的教育学理论办学，但他们的学生是知识方面还有许多教育的人格方面是很失败的。
There are many people in many countries that have great advancement in education system, but then they have failed in their ethics.
西方的教育注重的知识，而东方应当连连人格跟教育是连在一起的。
In the West, education is placed great emphasis on knowledge, but in the East, we put emphasis on ethics and character.
耶稣复活的身体是他还没有道成肉身的身体是一样的吗
？The body of Jesus Christ after resurrection is it the same as the one when he was incarnated?
不一样的。
That says no.
耶稣道成肉身以前是没有身体的。
Before Jesus was incarnated, he did not have a physical body.
为了凡事与弟兄相同，所以他披戴了有血有肉的身体，凡事与我们一样。
Because he wanted to be one with us, he took on a physical body to be like us.
当耶稣从死里复活的时候
，But when he was resurrected from the dead,
他具有一个复活的身体。
He had a resurrected body.
复活的身体还是身体。
A resurrected body is still a body.
而道成肉身以前没有物质性的身体。
But before incarnate, he did not have a physical body.
复活以后的身体是不是物质性的身体呢
？The resurrected body is it physical in nature?
这已经有了一些很重要的变化在里面。
There are some very important changes after the resurrection.
这些变化就记在这哥林多前书第十五章最后的一段。
And this can be seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the last.
那里提到五样的性质。
It talks about five different essence.
是属天的。
Firstly, it belongs to heaven.
第二
，Secondly,
是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
第三是强壮的
，is strong。
第四是不朽坏的
，and fourthly will not be perished。
第五是永远的
，fifthly is for all eternity。
所以当一个人死里复活以后
，so after a person is been resurrected，
他的身体就变成属天的身体，不像属地的身体。
His body becomes the body that belongs to heaven, not to earth。
有属灵的本质，而不是物质的本质了。
He has a spiritual essence and not a material one。
但是他还物质界里面有身体的形象，可以使别人认出来、看得见。
But he still have a physical form that we can recognize。
甚至耶稣可以在门徒面前把鱼当众吃进去。
And Christ was able to eat fish in the midst of the apostles.
这表示他的身体可以吸收物质性的东西。
It means that his body could accept and absorb those things which is material.
物质进到他里面。
The material went into his body.
但是当门徒关着门在里面祷告的时候，耶稣就突然在物质里面向他们显现。
But when the apostles were praying in an enclosed room, Jesus appeared suddenly.
所以这表示基督的身体可以透过物质进到他们的中间。
It means that his physical body could move through the walls and be with him.
这样物质可以进到他里面，他可以进到物质的里面。
That means the physical things can go into himself and he can move into the physical.
这个跟 David Copperfield 能够穿城墙是不一样的。
It's different from David Copperfield's magic trick.
原来那是 only a copy 而已。
Because that's just a copy.
我最近才知道 David Copperfield 在公元2000年的时候过除夕的时候，他还讲一些话称赞耶稣基督。
I realized recently that David Copperfield said a few words to in praise of Jesus Christ.
那是一种模仿，不是耶稣复活身体。
But those are illusion, not the real resurrected body.
复活的身体不但是如此，是不朽的。
Not only that the resurrected body is imperishable.
表示就不会再死的。
It means that you will not die again.
复活的身体可以脱离时间、空间的限制，进到神永恒的状态里面。
The resurrected body will break through from a constraint of time space.
复活的身体证明腰酸背痛、牙齿痛的半死那个东西没有了。
The resurrected body will not suffer from pain and diseases.
我们乃是像我们的神一样的。
We will be like God.
有他荣耀的形象在身上。
To have His glorious form within us.
人的灵魂是上帝创造的时候就存在的，还是出生以后借着父母才生出来的？
The soul of man, is it something that is in existence when God created the earth, or is it something that came about when they are born?
如果本来就存在，在哪里？
If it is something that is self-pre-existence,
如果父母生出的我们的灵魂，为什么我们是不是一半来自父亲，一半来自母亲？
But if our spirit comes from our parents, does that not mean that half of it comes from our father and the other half from our mother?
我如果再解答你们问题下去，我想你们应当在这里有个归正神学院来处理你们信仰的问题。
If I want to look at all your questions, I feel that you need to have a reform institution to help you understand all these.
不但需要归正的解经讲台
，Not only should we have reform theology in our Bible exposition,
更需要归正神学的训练中心。
We need a training center for reform theology.
那你们祷告以后主怎么带领
？So you need to pray for the Lord to guide us.
我的年纪越来越老了
，I'm getting old.
时间越来越分不够了
，and the time is not enough to spare.
我已经说了，这些解经几年以后。你们就有很坚强的思想架构、神学立场。以后你们再过训练，你们应当好好开教会。
I already mentioned that after all these talks, you ought to be established in your faith and have a good structural thinking in theology. Then you may start churches.
神绝对不是让我们一直听、一直听，变成死海一样，只接受而不供应。
And surely God does not want us to just listen and listen and absorb and not to give to us.
现在基督徒有两种。
There are two type of Christians.
一种是一直听、一直听，然后就死了。
The first type just listen and listen and die.
胖到一个不能进闸门的地步了。
And you become so fat they cannot enter through the narrow gate.
还有一种一直讲、一直讲、一直讲，不要听。
And second time is just talk and talk without listening.
讲给上帝听，叫上帝一直听他祷告，他不听上帝的话。
They only want God to listen to them, and they will not listen to God.
一直讲给人家听，天天讲的一样样，人家讨厌他不得了，他还不知道。
They always preach the same thing, and people really hated the preaching.
他还说主啊，赦免他们，他们的心刚硬。
And they still say God forgive them because they are hardened in their heart.
所以今天的教会就进了很可怜的地步。
So the church has entered into a very pathetic state.
有人从讲台上得不到供应。
Some people cannot receive nourishment.
还有一些人一直讲给人家听，但是没有东西听。
But some people keep preaching without content.
所以我们建立这个讲台。
So we want to establish this program.
盼望你们领受之后可以分享给别人。
So that after you receive, you can share.
比施比受更有福。
Because it's more blessed to give than receive.
你随便讲上帝的道，罪恶很重的。
You have sinned greatly indeed if you just preach anyhow.
你可以变成别人不是信仰的建立者，变成别人信仰的破坏者。
Because you will destroy other people's faith rather than establishing them.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us all.
现在正面回答你的问题。
Let us answer this question.
如果你说灵魂本来就在的。
If you say that our soul is self-existing,
后来上帝说这个人要生下来，就拿一个嘣放进去。
And then God said this person is to be born, then He just assigned one soul.
这个叫做灵魂先在论。
And this is the self-existing soul.
这个叫做 the pre-existent theory of the human soul. 这个理论有问题在里面。
There's some problem with this theory.
第二个理论就是说，父母生的时候就把灵魂也生下来了。
The second one says that when you are conceived, the soul is conceived.
这个理论也有困难在里面。
There's also some problem with this.
但我认为呢，这个要比灵魂现在论是更合乎圣经的教义。
But I think that this is more according to the biblical principle.
除此以外还有什么理论呢？
What other theories are there?
还有另外一个理论。
Another one.
除了灵魂现在。
Other than pre-existing of the soul.
灵魂传之。
The conception of the soul.
还有灵魂制造论。
And the creation of the soul.
就 direct creation of God. 什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是当一个孩子生出来的时候，神就造一个灵魂放进去，不是原先有的，也不是父母给的，是神在造的。
And that means that when a baby is born, God created a soul just for the baby.
苏格拉底同柏拉图是相信先在论。
Socrates and Plato believe in pre-existing.
彼得格拉斯是相信先在论。
And Peter Kras believe in
Pythagoras
believe in the present existing.
印度的佛教，我们这个婆罗门教，我们都是相信先在论。
And the Buddhists and the Hindu all believe in pre-existing.
那么基督徒呢，你要相信全责论 traditionism， 或者你要相信上帝的 creationism， 都可以的。
The Christian will have to believe the traditionism and the creationism of God.
但是创造论有另外一个困难。
But there's another problem with this creationism.
就是神六日创造一切，他就停歇了创造之功，不再造了。你怎么可以说现在生下一个孩子上，你再临时再造一个灵魂进去？
Because the Bible tells us that God rested on the sixth day of creation, so how can God create another soul?
那么全知论的困难在哪里呢？
But what about the problem with this?
就是当你解释道成肉身的事情的时候，困难来了。
There's a problem when you try to explain God incarnated.
那么耶稣基督的人性的灵魂是不是从父母来的呢？
The question, of course, will arise. Does the humanity of Christ comes from his
parents? 所以我相信你们可以去买这个系统神学的书。好好研究更深一层关于这方面的事。
You can study this further when you have a set of books on systematic theology.
如果说上帝是慈爱的，上帝是慈爱，不必如果。
If we say that God is merciful, but God indeed is merciful,
你不必再如果上帝慈爱不慈爱。
You don't have to guess.
为什么以色列人进迦南的时候要杀那么多的人呢？
Why did the Israelites kill so many people when they entered the land of Canaan?
怎么样向非基督徒解释这件事情？
How do we explain this to the non-Christians?
如果你真正研究迦南当地的历史和背景的话，
If you truly study upon the historical background of the land of
Canaan, 你就知道那七族要上帝要以色列人去杀灭他的那迦南的七族，
You realize that the seven tribes of Canaan that was destroyed by God,
他们是道德败坏到最影响全世界变成不伦不类的人。
They were people who were so decadent that they could have influenced the entire world.
在他们的宗教敬拜里面，
In their religious worship,
他们进到庙里面，一面敬拜假神，一面跳舞，跳到一半，男女都脱光衣服，就随便杂交。
When they were worshipping their God in their temple, they will strip themselves and they have orgies.
考古学家已经证明这个事情了。
The archaeologists have already proven this.
上帝吩咐以色列人去把他们灭绝。连一个也不留下来。
And so God ordered the Israelites to destroy them all.
这是神的残忍吗？
Is this the cruelty of God?
不是的。
No.
刚好相反。
It's the other way around.
就是神对整个人类的爱，所以保持我们这些人可以免受那些可怕的毒害。
And this came from the love of God for all humanity to prevent us from being influenced by this evilness.
当你呢看见你有一块肉瘤的时候，你把它割掉的时候，你说你不爱我这一部分的吗？
You have a certain, if you have a certain growth on your hand and you remove it, do you say that I don't love this part of my hand?
当你左手一只蚊子，你右手来打的时候，你说肢体之间不彼此相亲相爱？
When you try to swat a mosquito on the hand, does that mean that you are trying to injure yourself?
就是这样简单的明白这件事。
It's just a simple logic.